We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzah Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik, Sif Hei. Midik Sif Chavtzecha, the Pasuk uses the word Chavtzecha. Lamed Rabbeinu Seinu Zichronu Livracha, Dein Asrum L'Chavtzi Adam. What is prohibited on Shabbos is our own private issues. Al Chavtzi Shemayim, what's included in Chavtzi Shemayim, Mutarim. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we're saying the Chavtzi Shemayim, and we'll define that more in Mitzvah Shem, a Mutar on Shabbos, that's only in a situation where what we are doing needs to be done on Shabbos. And if we lose the opportunity to do it on Shabbos, we may lose the opportunity to do it or to do it properly. But if it could be done equally as well during the week, then we shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Afikach, mechashik and ha'tfum, mishim tzarech mitzvah. We could go stand by the tchum so that we could be prepared to go past the tchum on Matzah Shabbos. Became mutal of hakeach, al eskei rabin b'Shabbos. We're allowed to do what's necessary for the community on Shabbos. Could go in leilach l'shilton, to go to the government, or leveis v'ad asarim, or to where the ministers gather, l'dabe b'shvilam, to speak on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Shetzarchei rabin, what's needed for the community, k'mach chefte shemayim, is considered chefte shemayim. So the definition of tzarchei rabin is where, says Rabbi Yoshev in his Shuvas, is where we're here to prevent loss or pain. It could be financial loss or other loss. That all is permissible on Shabbos, or to even gather together to come up with plan how to prevent Klal Yisrael from suffering. That is all included in Chavtzei Shemayim. However, if you have a large group that happen to be partners, that doesn't make it Chavtzei Rabin. Chavtzei Rabin means that it's the Klal Yisrael, it's the Tzibur that possibly will suffer, but not when we're talking about just many individuals. One could speak to a teacher, a yeshiva, Oydus Tinik, regarding his children, to teach him Torah, or to teach him even a profession. Teaching your children a profession is a mitzvah. If they won't have a profession, to support themselves, they could come chas v'shalom to stealing. That the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is being lenient is only to talk about acceptance into the yeshiva, acceptance into the school. But to speak about the actual payment, that is usur to be done on Shabbos. Moreover, it's only mutter if it's a situation that you can't get this done during the week. If you could get this done during the week, then Shabbos is not the day to do it. And even though we're being lenient about setting up your son, your daughter, to learn Torah or to learn a profession, that's only to set them up. But the actual schooling may not take place on Shabbos. I've lost a list because Malam B'Shabbos, to actually hire him is prohibited. Talking about paying him for his job or hiring him is asur, and that isn't mutter even when there's a mitzvah element. We're speaking that on Shabbos we have to be careful about what we speak. That's mutter b'shvil mitzvah. That is mutter for b'shvil mitzvah, but not to hire him actually. And certainly not even to close the deal, just to agree that this will be consummated during the week. If somebody finds a lost item, he could announce it on Shabbos. Because a Shabbos Aveda, of course, is a mitzvah, and therefore both the person who lost the item or the person who found the item may make that announcement. And again, the reason being, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because Shabbos is when people typically gather together. So if you would need to get that announcement out, then you can make it on Shabbos. And therefore, any announcement that involves being able to do something on behalf of the community, which would not be as effective during the week as on Shabbos, is permissible. Midik Siv Dabe Dover, Lamder ben said as a kernel of racha, the dafka dibrasa, one may not speak. Aval hirur mutter. You're allowed to think. But the only time you're allowed to think is only when the thinking won't bring you to pain and agmas nefesh. Otherwise, it should be avoided. Of course, says the Eish Lavram, if it's a thought that you can't avoid, then I can't avoid it. It came to my head by itself. One is allowed to think about his business dealings. Still, because of Onik Shabbos, mitzvah shalai yachshbem klal would be better not to think of them altogether. Even though if somebody is Baruch Hashem being successful in his business and thinking about that success makes him happy, the halacha still is he should try to not think about that, because the biggest Onik Shabbos you could have is kilu kam lach dasuya, that when Shabbos comes, everything I need is all done. Best not to think about it. You should think of Shabbos as if everything I need is done. So how is it possible that the pasuk says that you should do whatever you need to do in 6 days? Every Shabbos, we should have an attitude as if everything we need to do is done. And that will create tremendous oinig Shabbos. Certainly, he shouldn't think about anything that could cause him pain or worry. Siv Zion. One may say to a worker, can we meet tonight? And like that, the worker will understand that why am I saying this to him? I need him for tonight because I want to hire him for a job. The only thing that's prohibited is something which is explicit talk. But therefore, he shouldn't say to him explicitly, "Haye nachrim yil erev, be here and at this time and this place tonight." She said, "Kundaba beferish." That the halacha views like you're saying explicitly, "Shiratza l'sachrei." Even though where we're being lenient, it doesn't have to be said in a question form, as long as it's not obvious that I'm trying to hire him and trying to do business. It's permissible. Sif ches hasach zepayel. You hire somebody, lishmalei is a dover, to watch something for you. And here we learned the halacha of schar Shabbos, that you're not allowed to get paid specifically for Shabbos alone. So if the worker, the employee, is hired on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, and this doesn't only apply to worker, but it applies to services. If I'm renting a car, I'm taking a hotel room, I can't pay just for Shabbos alone. That is not so much of a question, because usually if you take a room, you don't pay specifically for Friday from this man till after this man. You're paying already from Friday afternoon, or you're paying into Matzah Shabbos, and then you'll have law. Furthermore, you're not only paying for renting the room or renting the car, you're also paying for services they do for you. The same halacha applies by interest. Receiving interest payment for Shabbos alone would be prohibited. But number one, they don't pay interest usually in a daily fashion. They pay it by week, by month. And moreover, the way banks think of the day is not from when Shabbos begins to when Shabbos ends. They think from 12 o'clock at night to the next 12 o'clock. So if I'm starting Friday night at 12 a.m., and we're going till Saturday night at 12 a.m., so by 12 a.m. it's already after Shabbos, so therefore it's considered havlo. The payment of Schar Shabbos is usur in every fashion. It doesn't only mean paying money for work that's done on Shabbos, but if I will have to work for you because you worked for me, if it was done by Schar Shabbos, it's Osir. One has to be most careful that to say, well, I don't need to get paid, and then you give it to him as a gift. It has to be honest and sincere. If you're really paying him and just calling it a gift to avoid the problem of Schar Shabbos, that is Osir. When we make when we figure something is havlah, it has to be that you're not getting paid for Shabbos itself. We make a calculation and you're getting paid by the day, and Shabbos is one of the days, that might still be usur. It has to be that the way the salary is paid on a weekly basis, and we're not calculating which day you worked how much. However, l'tzayruch mitzvah, if you're hiring a rav for Shabbos or you're hiring a chazan for Shabbos, there is a machloikis. The minig is to be lenient, but the halacha also says that ein roi sima bracha. Somebody who gets paid for working for Shabbos is a way you don't get paid for Shabbos. And therefore, the best thing is to do even that type of payment to be done with havlah, that you're paying him for week work that's being done during the week. That's why the minig is that the Baal Tefillah on the Yom Narayim also daven during the week, Slichas or whatever, so they're not only working for Shabbos. Siftes, Osli to Matan al Chaveroi, you're not allowed to give a gift to somebody else. Ela Davish will tzarek Shabbos, unless it's something which has a Shabbos purpose. You can also lead to Mashkin al Chaveroi, one may not give a Mashkin security to somebody else. Am kein tzarech mitzvah tzarech Shabbos. Unless there's a mitzvah or a Shabbos need, you're not allowed to even tell him heilich mashkin, take back your mashkin, al noisen stam. And all of these things are usur because it's either mekach memkar, giving a gift, doing business, and in general it's usur also even when it's not actual memkar. There's a concern of a dabedover, as we're learning throughout this simon, that our speaking on Shabbos is usur, has to be different than during the week. If one is that necessary to give the gift on Shabbos, so what should be done is that you should make a kinyan on behalf of the person who's receiving the gift from before Shabbos. So then have somebody pick up the gift that you're giving, lift the gift that you're giving on his behalf. Zoch l'odom, and that becomes, therefore, the recipient's property. And when you're giving him the gift on Shabbos, you're not giving him something that's not his already. If you're asking somebody to watch something on your behalf on Shabbos, obviously, if it's not a muksa, that's permissible. Sifyud, shtari ajoitis, business documents. Da'ana shtari chavoyis, chavis IOUs, v'cheshbonis, and bank statement, for example, vigorous shel shalom, or piece of letters that people greeting each other. Also, lion bembeli kriya, one may not even look at them. Al pishen al maharer, even though it only causes him to think, become akum asar. V'leyamer here mutter, because even though we said earlier thinking is permissible, that's only in a situation where it's not obvious that I'm thinking about what I am not supposed to think about on Shabbos. Av kanchenikol kol, where it's obvious because I'm looking at this piece of paper that I'm thinking about what I'm not supposed to be thinking. Hareza bechlal os isem mitzvah chavtzicha, that it becomes in the isem mitzvah chavtzicha. Letters that refer to Divrei Torah or Tzorche Rabim, that may be looked at on Shabbos. Furthermore, a wedding invitation or Bar Mitzvah invitation may be also looked at on Shabbos. And even for somebody to give out of it invitations on Shabbos is also. In the cases that we're allowed to look at these letters on Shabbos, the halacha is if we see that we shouldn't be looking at it, we should immediately stop looking. And therefore, Mishnah Shtachla Igeris, if somebody was sent a letter, and he doesn't know what's in it, he could look at the letter, Kushema yesh beidav shetzarach leil gufoy. Maybe there's something very important. Avlo yikra fifth, don't read it out loud. V'midei she'enu rak minyanim masamatan. You get a letter and you know it really is only, it has nothing, it's a business-related letter. Also filayim ba, one shouldn't look at the letter. V'gam also betotel shemuksa, it's also osur because of muksa. And in general, letters that come on Shabbos should be, one has to be concerned, maybe muksa, as we learned earlier. Sefir alf koysel a tavla shesh ben ezer tzuris or diknois, a wall or a tablet that have in them pictures, the cost of tachteim, and under the picture there's a caption, zet tzuris pleni v'zet diukim pleni, this is the picture of a certain event, this is the picture of a certain individual. Also lukeris ksav zeh b'shabbos, one may not read that caption on Shabbos. But fila ayin ba b'loy kriya is also looking at it without starting it is also. V'kein sifra mechomas, reading history books. V'kisifra divrei yomim shemalche umas oilam, they're just general history. V'kein melitzus mishalm shalsichas chulin, or reading different publications that have nothing important in them. K'goin sefer manual, mekol k'shkein divrei cheshik, also, licorice and Shabbos should not be read in Shabbos. Even without reading them aloud. Even during the week, we should be thinking about what we're reading. Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh, there is in halacha a reason to be more lenient in Lashon HaKodesh, because you then learn Lashon HaKodesh, the grammar of Lashon HaKodesh, the vocabulary of Lashon HaKodesh. But the Paiskim say that really is not that much of a heter nowadays. In those days, people used Lashon HaKodesh for learning and davening. Now, Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew, is a language, and therefore it perhaps should be considered like all other languages. Reading certain books has another concern. Shemagari Yetzahara ba'atzmai. It creates that the Yetzahara should be able to work on you. Avalaisen Sifri Divrei Yomim. History books. Shiyotz mehem inyone musur Yerushmaim. By reading them, you become, it could teach you musur and Yerushmaim. Kigoyin Sefer Yosifin Kiyotz mehem. Afil ksum b'loshen laz. Even if they're written in other languages, Mutar l'kreis afil b'Shabbos, may be read on Shabbos. U'mekamakim ein laharbis behem. One shouldn't overdo reading them. Sif Yudbeis also lamed b'Shabbos is a David Amul Tzorich. One may not measure on Shabbos. Elm Kenu Tzorich Mutzvah. And then, therefore, something that is used for measuring, but you're not intending to measure, you're using a bottle which babies drink, it has measure on the side, a measuring cup, but you're not using it to measure, you're just using it as a baby bottle, you're just using it as a cup to pour from, that would be mutter. But if it's the tzorich mitzvah, it's mutter, to take one's temperature on Shabbos, if chas v'shalom, he's not feeling well, it's permissible, as long as you don't use a digital scale. The same, for example, if there's a child, the baby, a doctor said that he should constantly be weighed. As long as you're not using an electric digital scale, you do so on Shabbos. So if you give up the Makom Seder, Mutla Dabe B'Tzrochav, if there's a loss involved, then you can't speak. Benim Yisrael, Benim Abed Kachavim, both who are a Jew and a non-Jew. So if you dial Kodav Shei Yisrael, Osu L'Asoy Soy, anything that Yisrael may not do, Osu Loim Eloi V'Kachavim L'Asoy Soy, we may not ask a Nachri to do it. And there are many reasons for this. The Rambam says, "Shloitei Shabbos Kalab Einov." If we're going to start talking and asking Nachum to do everything on our behalf on Shabbos, then Shabbos will lose its special. Another issue is that when we ask the Nachri to do something on our behalf, then it looks like we appointed him to be a shlich on our behalf. And as we're learning in our sif, the other concern is for Dabedover that Shloitei Duchah Shabbos Kedaburcha Shachol. And this halacha applies both with a adult Nachri or a child Nachri, and there are those that suggest that an adult Nachri is better than a child, because by adult, one would say whatever he's doing because he decided to do it. By a child, it looks like I asked him to do it. The mere law of the Chacham have a shvus, asking a nukri to work it out par half is a shvus, but feel lirm is la soy, even to hint it to him is asur. But feel lirm like kadim Shabbos, even to tell him before Shabbos, yash b'Shabbos, to do something on Shabbos, is gamkein asur. You can't also lirm like Chacham b'Shabbos, yash lach Shabbos. The dov is a enem shum shvus, kiyun da malach nasa b'Shabbos etter, asking him to do something after Shabbos is much less of an issue because I'm not asking him to work on Shabbos. It's also because that's not what we're supposed to be speaking about on Shabbos. However, l'kein l'tzarech mitzvah, if what I'm asking him is l'tzarech mitzvah, that would be mutter.